The mistake the idiots had made was to put her in a pod that did not rely on technology that would be affected by the Zeg. The doctor had even told her as much. How space crazy was that? Did he really think she would sail sweetly away and leave him and the others to escape unscathed? The doctor was right, Salvo realised. There really was no choice in the matter. The pod began to turn slowly as jets of compressed gas spat from the retro engines on one side. Through the cracked observation window, Salvo could see the pod containing the doctor and his friends drift slowly away. It would not take long to catch up. And when she did, her face broke into a half smile. Money, of course, was no object. So he secured the fastest steam yacht on Starfall. He knew where he was going. And, although it had been many years since he'd crewed a ship, he settled immediately back into the familiar routine. The steam yacht was soon making good speed towards Hamlick Glint's Buccaneer.
Ah, what a sweet tickle, baby. Did the lasty man become a little kiddie again, did he, diddums?
Yes, thank you, Kevin, the doctor said. Actually, I think rather than take baby McCavity out, you'd do better to close the lid again and fish him out when you get back to Starfall. When you open the lid, he'll be exactly the same as he is now. That's what happens. Living genetic material is extracted and projected. Then the old body is discarded and a new one cloned. That's what Kevin here and Bob found out when they opened it the first time. Rose gaped. Bob? You mean Bob? Bob is Robbie the cabin boy, yes.
Uncle Bob was a pirate cabin boy, Jim said. Oh, way cool. Why did you never say?
I'm not sure he was actually all that proud of it, the doctor said. Though there was one thing he was proud of. Kevin nodded in agreement.
The way he brought up Hamlick Glint. The way he nursed him as a baby and helped him grow into a boy. A boy he was determined would not follow in the same footsteps. A boy who would make a different choice about his life. Boy done good,
he said solemnly. 10 years ago, the doctor said. Jim stared at them, his eyes wide as the portal behind him.
You don't mean...
The doctor slapped him on the shoulder. Sorry I blew up your ship, he said. Captain, now, important thing is you're making your choices. And I think Sad Sally's made hers. It's the time we were going before the TARDIS packs up again. Jim sighed.
I don't know who I really am anymore. What I should do.
You feel any different? The doctor asked.
Well, no.
Then you're the same person as you always were. And you should carry on in just the same way, don't you think?
Bob will be surprised when we get back, Jim said.
The doctor paused in the TARDIS doorway. Doubt it. I expect Kevin's nipped back a couple of times to tell him you're okay. He may not be pleased, but he won't be surprised. You take care of yourself. Make the right choices, yeah?
Yeah, Rose told him. Have a great life. This time do it right. You'll be fine.